I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Now listen up, Paddy. I've just come from a meeting of senior conservatives. I hope there are no photographs leaked. Some people see torchlight procession in a hilltop castle and think, bloody hell, it's the Nazis. Anyway, it would appear that the oiks who buy their furniture rather than inherit it were upset by Jacob Rees-Mogg lounging around the House of C on Tuesday, so we've come up with a fiendishly clever plan to give his brand a bit of a boost. To show that he's a good sport and whatnot, he will travel to selected homes in your little republic and allow some lucky spud munchers to photograph him lying on their sofa. Would you like to take part? Lord Edmund de Servant Spanker. Your servant. As if.
We don't even allow our dog up on the sofa, let alone Jacob Rees-Mogg. Here's a word to the wise, though. Could someone tell Mr. Mogg that every time he uses the term our Irish friends, we add another 100 to the years of oppression total? Hashtag 800 and counting.
Hold on going on. I was having a pint the other night with Timpat, Timpat, Timmy, Timmy, Timpat, when he said, watch this now, boy, and popped a blue pill into his mouth. One of the lads in the creamery brought it back from Malta. It's for his manhood, you see. I won't go into the details now in case people think I'm gay-like, but 15 minutes later, Timpat, Timpat, Timmy, Timmy, Timpat was like a mobile phone mash with excitement. Not only did he give me one to take home myself, he told everyone in the town he did so, and now I'm known locally as Dan Paddy Randy. Should I hire a PR consultant? Dan Paddy Andy, Don Manway. I've never handled anything like this before.
I'd say you haven't. My friend Devious Dominic is an expert in PR. He said you need to deflect attention away from him. I said, well, who's the real victim here? He said, his poor wife. Hashtag get away from me with that thing.
Hey man, I'm well liked in lower order pubs around Cork, even though I'm one bad heartbeat away from inheriting half of the Blackrock Road. Long life and happiness, Mom, okay, yeah? Totally. Anyway, I was dropping my son Snowmoat to school yesterday on my 3 grand bike when he said hello to some little punter coming out of a social housing unit. I said, how do you know her? He said, she's in my class. I said, no she isn't, you're upper middle class. She's lower working at a total stretch. He didn't get it. How can I explain the class system in Cork without sounding like a total arsehole, yeah? Ed, Ballintemple.
It's a nightmare. My son said recently, what's the difference between me and a guy from Turner's Cross? I said, none of your relations were ever in the majorettes. Hashtag pure nari.
Hello, old stock. My company has just been audited by a gender equality consultant, Gorgeous Bird from Manchester, if you don't mind me saying, which she did. Our overall score for gender awareness was 7, which I thought was quite good until she told me it was out of 500. She actually docked 200 points because the image on our career development page showed me and our stunning Romanian intern playing spin the bottle at our summer barbecue. This is devastating for me personally because I always see myself as a ladies' man. My friend Hoggy said I should hire 3 plain Janes to show my feminist credentials, but I said no, Hoggy, the right thing to do here is make a reality TV show called Sorry Girls, I'm a Complete Dinosaur. Do you think I'm right, Reggie, BlackRock?
I think you're dead right to ignore Hoggy. It would be a total nightmare trying to find 3 plain looking women in Cork. You'd end up having to go to Limerick.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.